Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Passengers who've been stranded in hotels and airports after an air traffic control fault are slowly returning to the UK. The first EasyJet repatriation flights are due to take off today. The chaos for travellers was caused by a problem with flight data that's received by National Air Traffic Services. The PFA Awards have seen the best footballing talent recognised for the award's 50th year. Bukayo Saka and Lauren James were both recognised as Young Players of the Year. Ben Wright, the Director of External Affairs at the PFA, said why the awards are so important.
Because it's the players who vote for them. So ultimately, it's such a prestigious honour because players know that it's recognition from those who they're facing week in, week out.
And there's no bad blood for Taylor Swift at Spotify after a cruel summer for her love story with Matty Healy. She's become the first female artist to reach 100 million monthly listeners on the platform. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm George Ike.
When you need a number fast, the only number you need is 118212.
Miss Maureen, the telephone detective, at your service.
Maureen! 118212.
Calls cost £2.50 per call plus 75p a minute with a minimum 1 minute charge plus your phone company's access charge.
Coming up, the Business Mix Show.
What does the future you look like? Studying with GBS, you are the future entrepreneur, accountant, construction manager, healthcare professional, or tourism specialist. We offer flexible study options and HNDs to degree level education on 9 state of the art campuses across London, Birmingham, Manchester, and Leeds. Enrollment is open now. Find out more at globalbanking.ac.uk. Study with GBS and shape the future you.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
All that music.
Up my spine, girl, you got a bright future. Your body so nice. So make you no go tell daddy you, make you no go tell daddy you. So make you no go tell mommy you, say you no go tell mommy you. Baby, make me come body you, baby, make me come body you.
So baby, like a money, I know what you want.
Business Mix Show.
Good morning, good afternoon, and a very good evening to you wherever you may be. Welcome to the Business Mix. My name is Chrissy.
And I am Rachel. And yes, welcome to another show of the Business Mix on Colourful, where we bring you the best in all things business. And once again, it's one of our very, very special, very favourite shows where we have a great guest. Who have we got today, Chrissy?
We have the wonderful, the very secretive Marshoppa. Hi, Marshoppa.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
We're good.
Yeah,
we're wonderful. We're wonderful. Thank you.
Good to hear.
It's that time of the month. We haven't had you for a while, so we're glad to have you back on, hearing what you've been up to.
Yeah.
Got a packed show for you guys today. Lots of things to discuss, go over, bringing in new elements into our 1 hour together. So yeah, hopefully it's going to be an exciting one. Slightly different dynamics, but hopefully it'll be a bit exciting.
Love it. Looking forward to it. So I guess, as always, you've been out and about with your secret mask and cape on, or invisible cloak, I'm not sure. Where have you been? What's been happening this month?
Yeah, I've been out and about. I don't know much about, I think, secret cape or mask, just an umbrella. Umbrella and, like, just warm clothing. It's just been dismal, the weather. But anyway, I prevailed, and I still got out there and attended some events. It has been a bit of a quiet month, and I don't know about you guys, but it's just been this year just flying by. It's just going so quickly.
It kind of dragged on like maybe January to March, and then it just went April, May, June, July, August.
Yeah,
now we're in September.
Right, we're in like the kind of heading into the last quarter of the year. It's just so bizarre. Anyway, not to wish my life away. There's still a good few solid months to do a lot of shopping. So what have I been up to? So like I said, it's been a relatively quiet month, but I feel like it's been quite rather productive. So, and you guys were there, the UK Black Business Entrepreneurs Conference.
Yeah.
So that was an amazing event, and I missed it last year, so I made it my mission to attend this year. So as soon as tickets went on sale, I secured my tickets, and I'm so glad I did, because it sold out in record time.
It did really quickly.
Yeah, and it was such an amazing packed agenda. And I was equally gutted because I had another event that I had to go to for work in the morning. So I was only really able to catch the latter end of it. But if the latter end of it was anything to go by in terms of what I'd missed, I'm like, guess who stayed there the full day, got real value for money, like proper value for money, from the food, from the networking, the entertainment, Omar, Chris Akabusi, like no other. And it was just so nice to be in such a nice clean venue where the toilets are clean.
Yeah.
And those little things that make an event go really smoothly. It was really well organized. I think people were generally respectful of people's time, bar a few people over talking and speaking, extending their slot on the stage. No names. But yeah, so I really, really enjoyed it. But yeah, you guys were there. What were your
It was thoughts? Great. We had the honor of doing backstage interviews and stuff. So we met some really great people. Absolutely. The guests were great. And the goodie bags was amazing.
Yeah. I have to say
so many things for me.
Aspire. They knocked it out of the park this year. That's all I can say. The team were amazing. As you said, the goodie bags were amazing. We had some beautiful, beautiful Marshall and Brown products in there, items to sample. The brochure, like in terms of getting a rundown on not just the kind of like the, you know, the what would you say, the household name speakers, but everybody
speakers
from the panelists, those who were doing the pitching on the day. It was just amazing. Really, really good. And I think we'd said before, I think was it Paul that we'd spoken to on the show, I can't remember, Paul Muhammad, we were just saying it was fantastic in terms of meeting people who you'd perhaps seen their name but never actually perhaps got the chance to connect with them or speak to them, or people that you haven't connected with in such a long time, but were there on the day. And it was a bit of a reunion, I think, for some people.
I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I missed last year's one, but I think also sometimes when you have such like really powerful, knowledgeable, experienced lineup of people, there's sometimes, you know, sometimes these guests can have an ear of, you know, superiority about them. I didn't get any of that. But yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. So I'm really looking forward to how they grow next year. So if this is anything to go by, you could just see the growth and trajectory is just gonna go in that kind of northern direction. So really, really glad I attended. I managed to squeeze a couple of hours out of that. And then even after, the conversation continued because I met up with few people who don't know me as the Marsh Shopper, but in terms of, you know, all in this business support arena. And it was just really positive that came out of it. And there's that kind of that networking that follows on and those connections. So really fulfilling evening or afternoon, a few hours spent. And what I really like was kind of like their brochure. Is that the right term? Kind of like the booklet that they handed out to you. I know you guys talked about the goodie bag, but just really how the booklets or the events, whatever they call it, how that was designed, the quality of it, the content, just how it flowed, editorial, how it was edited. I really enjoyed that. So props to Black Business Entrepreneurs Conference, and look forward to next year. And then similarly, so the week after, I returned to that venue because NatWest had an event supporting Black entrepreneurs, and it was this UCAN demo day. And it's similar, I think it was an element of the Black conference that they use in terms of that pitching to so that's something which I think is really good. You know, these opportunities are now coming forward to get businesses in front of suppliers and buyers, which, and I think really does that whole business support landscape, it really just makes it more holistic. So, you know, it's great that they've gone through some form of training, advice, etc., but actually how do you then take them to that one step further to consolidate that learning? Yeah. And I think it was really good. So NatWest had a similar event specifically around the pitching element called UCAN Demo Day. And the lead there was a lady called Blessing Mutamba. And it was just really good. But one of the things I thought was equally really funny. So they also had like a networking bit at the end. And, you know, you're talking to guests there that you don't know, you know, that kind of really funny first moments when you're talking to someone that you don't know, and you chit chat, and then you get into a rhythm. So anyway, so we went to get a drink and just some snacks, and the guy behind the bar had obviously attended to the Black Business Entrepreneurs Conference, and he referenced a drink like the coconut rum from Marshall and Brown from the previous event, and he was just like, it was really delicious. And I'm thinking, how powerful is that? Is that the legacy of that? And then that is word of mouth that then carries through.
Yeah.
And he had no idea that I was at the event. So that was so that was just really made it, you know, tied it up really, really nicely. So, but I think from that perspective, it's just really important to really see what opportunities are out there for businesses. There's so many. And really just, take the opportunity and go for them. And so hence why I thought it'd be useful to bring that to the conversation, that there's lots of these opportunities. And even if it's just confidence, or you do get a deal out of it, or, you know, a purchase, it still helps to your development and growth. So.
Perfect. Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. And then, so we talked earlier about, the year is flying by really quickly. And so I've previously talked about my, my excavates in terms of ballet and yoga and all of those kind of things. Mm. But it's my ballet class is actually on half term, which is, you know, great. I get my Wednesdays back to a certain degree.
Yeah.
however, it's going to resume soon as September is just around the corner knocking. So I need some new dance gear. I've improved. So now I feel like I can wear certain types of proper dance gear.
What?
Improvement comes with, you know, there. I reward myself. Huh?
Yes. You've got there.
Yeah. So now I can be, it isn't necessarily a case of all the gear and no idea. I have some idea. So therefore I feel like I can wear the gear to a certain degree. And then I came across this ballerina who I've seen, but I never really took much notice of. So I went on to Move Dancewear, which is generally the platform I go on to get new attire, dancewear and things like that. And then I came across this American dancer called Precious Adams, who has a range. So I bought her range, and it's so pretty. It's really, really nice. It got delivered within a few days. Really pretty. I haven't worn it yet, obviously, because my class doesn't start in September. But then it just got me thinking, actually, that these new opportunities for these Black creatives, dancers, all of these individuals, actually how important it is for them getting the deal isn't the deal, actually us having to go and buy those products as they are the brand ambassadors, or it's their range,
right,
is what actually is needed. So literally I just bought a few items, and I will go back and buy some of the other matching colors and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I think that was kind of like one of my only like physical purchases, but you know, it's going towards my health, so it's still it isn't like it's sweets or anything like that, so in the right direction.
And was the price good? Was it fair? Have you tried them on? What's the quality like?
Yeah, I've tried it on. Do you know, it's stylish, but it's good quality. But I generally expect good quality from Move Dancewear, to be fair.
Okay.
It's stylish, nice colours, slightly out of my comfort zone, the colours to a certain degree. It's not too bright, but it's normally I go for more muted tones. Mm. And and I've tried it on and it fits and everything like that. So I've got a few pieces, and the pricing I think is on par with what you would expect to pay. So all in, I got about five items and it came to just over £100. So, okay. You know, I get some decent wear out of it, some decent wear, yeah, decent wear out of it. And then finally, I'm being really grown up, like super grown up. And I've been talking about this for ages. So now I've literally just set aside some time and started the process of planning my will and life insurance and all of those kind of things. Yeah. Right. It's necessary. It suddenly dawned on me with just so many people passing away that actually I wouldn't want the burden, leaving a burden of family members, whomever is remaining, to have to deal with that. So I came across a black will expert, in a way. I think that's the terminology. Called from Once Wills. The business name is Once Wills, and his name is Richard Anser. And I came across him through Black Business Recommendation. So it's really good that, you know, it's all interlinked, all within the same community. And I've been meaning to contact him for ages. So finally managed to speak, and we're going through the motions of planning my will. And then actually it just starts asking, it starts just opening more questions and having to sort other elements of my life out. But I just, so for me, that's really grown up, really serious and things like that. But it's important that if we are thinking like that, that there are black experts. And I'll let you know, I had a call with him and it took about 2.5 hours. And really, that's really just about establishing who I want my executors to be and all and trustees and who I would want certain things to go to and all of that kind of stuff. So it set the ball in motion. But I think the other thing is that if we are thinking about it and you've got loved ones that you don't want them to have the burden of having to do all this administration as well as grieve for their loss, it's a little pain now. Get it out the way. Yeah. Once it's done, it's done. You can update it periodically. You know, there is a cost at the beginning, which is, you know, to die, there is a cost, unfortunately. It's a cost for everything. So that's kind of a bit morbid, but it's a necessary thing to do. So yeah, that rounds up events and things that I've been doing over the past about 6 weeks. It's been about 6 weeks, isn't it?
You have been.
And then one thing that I really desperately wanted to attend, but I missed out on. So this is a new segue in case of there's anything that I've either booked to go or I really wanted to go to, but for whatever reason I missed out on, was Black Girl Festival at Somerset House.
Black Girl Fest.
I've been missing them in the previous years, and I was just like, yeah, I definitely want to go to this one, definitely. But it just rained. It was just relentless rain, and I wasn't feeling that great as well. So I was just like, yeah, Deborah, just stay, stay indoors.
I did see a few like on people's socials, like, you know, you just see little clips and they do like the little video montages and stuff. You know, it looked very pleasant. Is that the right word? Like, you know, I wanted to be there. I wouldn't mind being there.
People really showed up. People really showed up for it, even though it was raining. That's good. But I think it's good because it seems like Somerset House are now opening up their space for more cultural and creative. I don't even think it's necessarily a cultural thing. It's just more enterprise and business activity from across the board. And I think it's important that we start establishing our programs as just activities, you know, business activities, you know, just like any other. Across the board. And so that's it, really. That's it.
Oh, wonderful.
Busy.
I have been busy. And then a new bit. So the previous, are we ready to move on, or
yes, let's move on.
Cool. I'm on a roll.
You are. We love it.
Okay, so for the past couple of shows that we've done together, we've been talking about AI. And, you know, we've been jokingly said, oh, let's ask AI. And I've been trying to get to grips with it and just using it. So I thought, let me just ask AI a simple question about Black entrepreneurs. And then I thought, let's make a bit of a game out of it. Nothing too arduous. It's really just in terms of... Don't laugh. It's a simple game. I'm not here to trick anyone. So the question I ask AIs is ChatGPT. What sectors do Black entrepreneurs thrive in most? And so it's provided 12 answers.
Oh, okay.
So my disclaimer is I haven't done the analytics behind this. So I'm just taking ChatGPT at its word. So out of the 12, and I'm going to go to you first, Chrissy, how many do you think you can guess?
Oh, Lord. I would say... I'm going to go for 6.
Okay, Rachel, higher or let Chrissy answer. So if Chrissy gets all 6, then Chrissy wins.
I think Chrissy's probably going to be much better than this at me, so I'll let Chrissy answer. Thanks.
Okay. But Rachel, if she gets all 6, she wins, but if she doesn't, you just have to name one.
Oh, perfect.
Wow, Mashata.
I know, right?
Love it. Let's go. Go on, Chrissy.
Okay,
I'm rooting for you, Chris.
Okay. Hair and beauty.
Okay. Yeah, beauty and cosmetics, yeah.
Yeah, beauty and cosmetics. Is hair separate then?
It's incorporated.
All right.
It's incorporated.
Food.
I feel like I could only give you, unless you complete it.
Restaurants, food and beverage.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, cool. Food and beverage. Okay. That's 2. What else? Oh, accessories, fashion.
Yeah. Well, I feel like you need to complete that.
Oh my gosh. Fashion accessories.
I'll just put the words around the other way and then that will make it.
Textiles.
Well, I'll give that to you. Fashion and apparels.
Thank you. Oh, come on now. Okay. music. Entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, you're pretty much getting these in order, actually. So yeah, that's 4. Media and entertainment.
Okay, isn't that 5? Have I done 5?
That's 4. That's 4. Oh,
gosh. Okay. Where else? Where? Sports. Or does that come under fashion? I don't know.
No. Yes. Fitness and sports is 1. Yeah.
Thank you. 5. I've got 1 more.
Come on, Chrissy.
Come on, Christine. Let's get into this. Food. I've done drinks. Come on, Christine. It's on the tip of my tongue, I'm sure. What about hospitality? No. Events? No.
I feel like you've now said 2 that aren't there. So, Rachel, over to you. Just 1. You win this game.
Honestly, I haven't even been thinking because I thought she was going to get 6. Right, okay.
I've got 1 now.
Okay, if Rachel doesn't get it, I'll come back to you.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I will go for...
I can't believe
arts and culture.
Okay, I'm going to give that to you. Well, it's got arts and craft, but it has got cultural heritage and creativity.
Okay,
with it.
Fair enough.
Yay!
Well done.
We got to sit.
You did.
The others.
Is technology coming anywhere?
Yeah, technology and innovation.
Oh. That's the one I was thinking. I was so annoyed with myself. I could have.
Shoulda, woulda,
that.
Coulda. So the others were professional services, health and wellness, financial services, education and consulting,
of course,
and real estate and property development.
Property. I was like, arts and culture or property.
Property. Didn't even think of property.
Yeah, and I'm surprised you guys didn't get professional services.
I don't even think of that as a. I'd be more like, oh, accountancy. Oh,
well, that is professional.
Yeah,
yeah, I know, but I wouldn't term it as.
You wouldn't have given it to her.
The individual.
Fair enough.
Because you know, that's even like you just mentioning, you know, the guy who the estate planning. I think that's what you meant when you just said will.
Yes.
That's it. Like, you know, that's professional services, and there's so much knowledge within the Black community on lots of different segments. And you know, this is why sometimes when people are like, oh, you know, we don't support each other, I'm like, yes, we do. We share our knowledge a lot, you know, amongst us, whether it's like you said, accountancy, it's legal, it's whatever it is. There's always somebody within the community that you know you can go to and purchase their services on their intellectual property. So, yeah.
IP is the way forward. IP is the way forward. Well, it always has been, to be fair, but yeah.
Oh, well done, ChatGPT. Oh, and we were actually discussing kind of off-air, weren't we, Mark, about the how up-to-date ChatGPT is. So I'm going to ask Chrissy. So when you go on to ChatGPT and you ask ChatGPT a question, how up to date, how kind of real time is the answer that you're getting? Is it like, how up to date?
Oh, I don't know. Firstly, how dare you think I use that ChatGPT? You know my thoughts about AI. I use it all the time. I use it all the time.
Well, then you should know. Who's actually written in
I've never looked at that. I just put my question in and just take it. And it's a very good question because I don't know. I'm hoping it's as up to date as it can be. What is the answer?
Well, it's actually only up to 2021.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, so we do need to be careful because it's in testing, it's beta mode, isn't it? So
yeah, sure.
They're testing and they're seeing, you know, everyone using ChatGPT, is it 3.5? I can't remember, but anyway, we're all helping them to test and tweak.
Yes,
So apparently the one that's most up to date is Bard, is the Google AI, whatever it is, assistant called Bard, BARD, because obviously it's Google, so it's just scraping information off of the internet in real time.
That's really good to know. So essentially, do our due diligence. We still need to follow through and do our research and stuff. Yeah. Which we should all do. We should all do still.
Yes, don't just copy and paste.
I know, but it is interesting that we're already relying. I mean, we've been relying on AI.
I know.
Predictive text is pretty much AI, which I've used for decades. Yeah. But mm-hmm. the meaning is that now it's almost like, we're into that age where, like when you used to watch films and there used to be like a butler robot or something that would just tell you everything. And now we're in that age where actually we've got our own personal Ask Jeeves.
Remember Ask Jeeves. My goodness.
But it's like coming full circle. Like, I'll just type in my question to this robot and get an answer. And then that's it. I don't have to do any work.
So what I tend to do, and I use it as a kind of tool for my dyslexia. So what I do is I'll write what I need to write, make sure it's okay. But if I'm stuck or how I'm phrasing things, or if it doesn't look right, I'll put it in and just see what it turns out. See if it looks better. If it's all the grammar stuff, I just use it as an added tool, I guess,
like Grammarly. It's an upgrade.
Yeah, a bit like Grammarly. Yes, absolutely. But you know, I think this goes a bit further because if a sentence isn't right or isn't put in a certain way, which may make sense to me, but it spits it out in a better formula. So it's helped me, and I use it quite a bit. But yes, I definitely need to look at how up to date it is. Definitely.
So can I start? Do you literally just type a paragraph and paste it and then press enter and then it comes up with something new? You don't have to
So I write,
hi ChatGPT, can you make this sound da-da-da-da-da? You
don't No. So I put what I tend to put is rewrite and then put my paragraph.
Do you see? I'm learning.
And then it churns out a whole different I put rewrite and it will rewrite it for me.
So you're not nice to ChatGPT. You don't speak nicely. You just give it order.
Do you? Is there a chat etiquette?
I didn't know. I'm just one, because one day they're going to take over and rule the world. So I'm just trying to friend them up now.
See, no, and then when you say things like that, it goes, it takes me back to Black Mirror, and then I go, I can't do this anymore. I can't. I'm feeding it.
I don't know how. I don't think it's not like, you know. Well, I mean, people say good morning to Alexa and Siri, and
They do. You know,
anyway, that's what I mean. We're personification. Is that my English GCSE coming back?
Personalizing, Jack.
Giving these robots these what are they, the zeros and ones, whatever they're called. We're giving them personalities already. Like we're treating them like real people, and it's just very interesting to me. Very interesting. Yeah. Anyway, sorry about that. Yeah. That was a good one. I like that. I feel like we should do that again at some
point. I like that.
Yeah, give us a pop quiz at some point and see what
and then start with Rachel this time.
Okay. Fair enough. I'll take
that. That's totally fine. We'll do that. Okay, so what's coming up, just quickly, because I think we've got a couple more segments to go through. So Elevator Evening, so Black Female Empowerment Evening by an organisation called Brown Skill Girls Network, and that's on the 25th of August. So, and I think tickets are between like zero up to £27 between naught and 20, free and £27.
Complimentary.
What
was that called again?
Black Female Empowerment Elevator Evenings. I think the host is Perry Shakes Drayton, the athlete. And that's somewhere in London, but yeah, if you Google Elevator Evening Black Female Empowerment by Brown Skill Girls Network, it's a bit of a mouthful, you should be able to pick that up. Lyric Theatre, I saw this play called God of Change, so me and my friends got some tickets to go and see that, and I think it looked really exciting. I don't know all the details about it, but yeah, it's by a Black director, so go and give that a go on the 16th of September at the Lyric Theatre in Hammersmith. What I am looking forward to on the 6th of October, getting my saucy on. It's a Black Burlesque by the Cocoa Butter Club.
Ooh.
That did deserve an ooh.
It did.
I'll be able to give you an update on what that's like, possibly in the late October show. Back to ballet again. So Royal Opera House, I got insights into ballet and the Black experience. So they've one of their studios, they have a performance specifically on the 18th of September. And it's really about the Black experience and experiencing ballet, the cultural arts of ballet, etc. So got some tickets. That tickets are really affordable as well, just £10, so that's really good.
Lovely. Wow.
Notting Hill Carnival.
Oh, still going? Go on, yeah.
There's lots. About three more. Notting Hill Carnival, obviously. Hopefully, the weather will prevail. And then Black on the Square. So Trafalgar Square. And this is the first ever Black on the Square event to showcase the breadth of London's Black talent, and that's on the 2nd of September. And that's been put on by the Mayor's Office. So obviously, it's election period. So
Trafalgar Square.
Yeah, Trafalgar Square. So I think I don't know if they're still looking for entertainment acts and vendors and billings and all of those kind of things, but it's worth just going down there and supporting and getting involved in the vibe. 2nd of September, so you know it's not too far away, just before I'm guessing the kids go back to school. So yeah, get out there and support and have a bit of fun in central London. Just don't drive, because I think you, Les, will be in place.
Yes, yes, it will. And there's nowhere to park, and you've got to pay congestion charge.
You know,
and they
right?
want your just everything.
They want everything. They want everything.
Oh, yeah.
Just a couple more. My one-way group has pitched up at Somerset House. So, you know, they were obviously in... so, you know, they were, I think, Carnaby Street.
Yeah,
so now they've pitched up to Somerset House. So I'm going to try and get down there at some point as well. They've got over, I think, 200 brands there, small, independent, black-owned brands there. And I've been looking at them on Instagram, so it looks really good. So I'm going to try and get down there. And then finally, for in terms of what's coming up, Hustle Fest, 20th of September.
Yes.
Don't forget to get your tickets.
But everyone's going to Hustle Fest. Like,
yes, excellent.
I think the last three guests on the show have been like,
It's going to be a reunion.
Yeah, again, I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, that's brilliant. So yeah, the more we say it, the more it just becomes the norm. And those girls have been phenomenal. They do an amazing job. And they need, you know, it's good that we champion them. So, yeah. Okay, so I've brought back Black In, Black Out. Do we want to do this? We've only got five today. So do we want to do this or do you want to save this to next?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, quickly. So, Rachel, I'm going to start with you.
Go on.
First. Okay, Wakuda, online marketplace.
Definitely Black In. I know this
Black
one.
Black In.
Yeah.
Okay. Seish, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, but Seish athleisure lifestyle branding clothing.
Ooh, Seish, did you say?
Seish, it's spelled Saysh. Sash, it might be Sash.
Oh,
never heard of this, so
neither have I.
Black In,
you're right. It's the athlete Alison Felix, and that's her brand.
Okay.
Okay, Flawless Curls.
I want to say Blackout.
Your Blackout.
Yeah,
Chrissy? I'm going to say Black In.
Chrissy gets it. It's Flawless Curls by Gabrielle Union.
Oh, right. Oh. Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Okay, the TIG.
What is the TIG?
It's a online lifestyle brand. It's kind of like Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow kind of Goop kind of thing. The TIG.
Blackout.
I'll say Blackout. I don't know.
Okay. Meghan Markle's pre-Harry days. That was her online blog.
So what is that then? Is that Black In?
Rude.
I'm joking. Definitely. Obviously, it's Black In. Obviously.
Let's ask the royal family for that one to confirm. And then finally, Turtle Bay.
Oh, Blackout, right?
Blackout, I would say.
Yeah, it's a guy called Bill Mills. Hawaiian.
I did not realize he's from Hawaiian.
Okay.
That's why the food tastes so tropical.
Was that shady?
So
oh, do you know that was a laugh out loud moment, Rachel.
I will say lots of people love Turtle Bay, and
yes,
we like that for them. That's one.
Anyhow,
yeah.
Okay. So just finally, just to wrap up. So who won that? Actually, it couldn't have been a draw. It wasn't a draw, was it?
Because she got ice. She knew about.
Yes. Yeah, I think I won.
You did.
Yes.
Well done.
And then finally, just wrap it up in terms of a discussion. Yeah, good. So this goes back to I guess, event organizations, and, you know, they plan these things way in advance. And so the commitment from the community is really needed very earlier on to really, so that it gives them peace of mind just to get on with the actual planning and the preparations rather than also having to chase sales. So, question, what kind of event ticket purchaser are you? As soon as the tickets go on sale, you wait for complimentary tickets, or you wait until payday? So it's really just a discussion in terms of, yeah, where are you when it comes to purchasing tickets of a variety of events?
So I do try and do early bird if I can. If I've got the money, I'm an early bird person. However, it's more likely I'm a payday, wait after payday person, and just hope that the event hasn't sold out.
I'm not necessarily a early bird, or not necessarily a it's normally when I've decided I'm definitely going. But what I have been doing recently is just buying the ticket, because I know I can be flaky sometimes, and one day, oh yeah, I really want to go, and the next day I'm not going. So as soon as I see an event, I'm like, oh yeah, I really want to go to that. I'll buy the ticket, as long as I've just checked up the dates. Okay, I'll get the ticket straight away. It doesn't really matter if the early birds are gone. I'm just going to get the ticket, and then if I can't go, I'll try and gift it to somebody. Or if I'm in that mood where, oh, I'm not going now, I'll try and give the ticket to somebody.
I love that. Yeah, I think I'm pretty similar, and I've kind of like got into a habit of literally, it's like a kid in a sweet shop. There's just so many good things that seem to be popping up all over, and I was just like, yeah, I want to go there. I know full well that there's conflicts even in the ones that I'm booking straight away, because they always seem to be roughly around the same period, around the same day and things like that. And so there's only so many events you can actually go to, even when we look at the conference one. So I think there are some that are a bit more staple that I try to remember, yeah, I want to book as soon as, I don't want to miss out on those ones. So I'm a bit, I think in a way, I can be quite flaky, or I may have got a priority list actually. So there's some that I'm just like, yeah, as soon as ticket goes on sale, I want to get one of those tickets, just to secure it and just for peace of mind. But the other thing is that unless I'm really organized, and sometimes I'm not, I rely on Eventbrite or whomever agent is to remind me. And I've been caught out a couple of times like that in terms of, hey, you've got this event tomorrow, huh? and then I have to go back to say, oh, did I actually buy a ticket? Because sometimes some of the events are free and some that you obviously pay for. And then similar to you, it's kind of like, how much, depending on how much it costs, I think my decision will then be made if I'm willing to then relinquish that ticket if I can't go, or whatever. So there's kind of like a threshold. So, and I think generally the threshold is around about £40-50, that if I pay the amount for ticket, I'm going.
You're going to go.
But if it's, and if it's slightly underneath that, I say slightly, 30 and under, I wouldn't feel so aggrieved to say, I can't make it. And like you said, Rachel, try and give it to someone else last minute, or with as much time as possible. But I think one of the reasons why I really wanted to ask this question, I think just goes back to the point, because I heard someone when they're talking about the conference, that one of the things that really gave them that peace of mind was that they were able to sell out the tickets early. And you just don't realize us as, delegates and attendees to these events, actually, it isn't just us saying, yeah, let's go at last minute. Actually, what we're doing is helping them do their business. And is that conscious purchasing, not just, oh, bums on seats and make it seem bustling, but actually it's that revenue that they require.
To
pay vendors, to pay for the space, to get the food, to organize the event, and the peace of mind that comes in. So I think I'm a bit of a mix. I try to get early as possible, because I feel like there's really popular ones that will just go really quickly. And then the others that I'm just like, well, actually, if I've got money at the end of the month, I'm okay and I can go, then I'll wait till payday. And they're like the ones. And I try not to, if I get a complimentary ticket, that's great. But I try, especially when they're small event hosts and organizations, I try to pay my dues. But what I am liking, actually, and in lots of these events, is that they are giving you the option to pay it forward. I really like that option.
Yeah, exactly.
And I wished what they would then do is similarly, like Rachel, you mentioned, and you know, sometimes when we aren't able to attend, actually whether you can just give back a ticket. So similar like Wimbledon, for instance. So once you've done with your ticket for the day and you've watched the match, you hand it back and then someone else can come in. And I'm not saying necessarily that we hand it back, but if we can't go, that you give it back to the vendor and then somehow they can then alert the network to say this ticket has come up for free. Who wants it, kind of thing. So it just, or you know, pay at a reduced rate or something like that. I wish that there was that facility to do something like that. But yeah, similar to you guys, really. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that there's certain events where I've seen where they've literally had, but you know, buy a ticket for someone. You can't attend, but you know, you purchasing this ticket helps us let somebody who can't afford to attend to come along. And I've seen that on Eventbrite, and even I've organised a couple of with afternoon teas for certain groups and networks, and somebody's bought a ticket and again, oh, I just can't go now. I'm like, oh, you know, we can't give a refund, unfortunately, because obviously we've already paid for your bot.
And they're
like, they're like, don't just give it, just bless someone with the ticket. And I was like, wow, that's, you know, if when, you know, you could do certain things, but then when somebody else does it, you're like, oh, other people do this, this is great. So we do support each other. We really do. And I think, yeah, for me, I always challenge the notion that we're not supportive of black businesses. We don't support one another. We're like crabs in a barrel, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, no, I don't respond to that or identify with that for us anymore. We are definitely supporting each other.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I feel like that has been that's been the headline for such a long period of time that, and it hasn't been challenged. So it's literally just seeped into our culture that, oh, we generally don't. And I actually think that's a misdiagnosis of who we are as a culture.
Absolutely.
We do profoundly. We come from culture where innately we've had to support each other. So this idea that we don't is just separating us even further. And I think it's really important that we actually bring that back and say, well, no, we challenge that. We do support each other. And this is how we're doing it. The work that you're doing, you know, supporting black businesses, all of this great work that's actually out there. So I think it's incumbent on us to challenge that, really start challenging that. And maybe through our conversation, we can keep on challenging that.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you very much. We will.
Wow. Thank you. That was a jam-packed show. Loved it.
Yeah.
Love to be challenged. I think that was lovely. So thank you very much, Marshapa.
You're welcome. And I'll see you guys next month.
Yes.
Indeed.
Take care.
Enjoy the rest of your month.
You too. Be safe and be good. See you later. And see you at a vet, I'm sure, somewhere.
Take care. Yes, I'm sure.
We won't be able to recognise you.
Well, you will.
Chrissy.
All right then, Marshapa. Thank you so much for joining us this week. See you next week.
Keep it colourful.
The Business Mix Show.
Kind of body where they make man drive past in junction. That's my baby, yo. That's my girlie, yo. Body they turning in me one kind. I'm on a sensation. Be my Julio, I go be your Romeo. Me, I wanna love you, na na na. You are my fantasy, baby, no more long thing. I promise you loyalty. With you, I go there. Hold you tight. For my baby, yo.
for me to climb Kilimanjaro na plebe. If they try me, they shoot catapult. In the Obiakpo, then go wound.